And in Athens, around 5,000 protesters clashed with police during anti-Israel riots. Angry crowds marched towards the Israeli embassy demanding an end to the week-long bombardment of Gaza. They chanted pro-Palestinian slogans and burned American and Israeli flags. And now to Germany, an estimated 3,000 people marched in Berlin, waving Palestinian flags and chanting. There were also demonstrations against the air attacks in Dusseldorf and Frankfurt. And now to reaction from France. Police in Paris say about 21,000 people took part in anti-Israel protests. Crowds also shouted, "We are all Palestinians," and called for the protection of Gaza. The demonstration ended with police clashes there. To Italy now, hundreds took to the streets in Italy to show their dismay over Israeli actions in Gaza. They carried flags with the images of late Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat and pictures of Israeli air raid victims. Palestinians living in Colombia staged a protest against the Israeli bombardment of Gaza. Demonstrators walked through the streets of the capital Bogota, chanting anti-Israeli slogans as well. Some of them set fire to Israeli and U.S. flags, defaced with barbed wire and skulls. Thousands have turned out across the West Bank in solidarity with the citizens of Gaza. Protesters called for Palestinian unity and accused Arab leaders of silence over Israel's offensive. To the U.S. now, the American Capitol on Friday saw protesters outside the Israeli embassy. Demonstrators then marched to the Egyptian embassy to criticize Cairo's weak response to the attacks. Supporters of Hezbollah, who the U.S. government considers a terrorist organization, also attended.
18 months.
In Britain, crowds of Palestinian supporters gathered to demonstrate against the Israeli attacks. Protesters holding banners and Palestinian flags marched through the streets of central London in what was a peaceful protest. In related news, hundreds congregated outside the UN compound in Beirut, including a number of Hezbollah members. A senior leader of the group said Hamas' response will be similar to Hezbollah's during its war with Israel in 2006. Palestinians in Lebanon have been protesting for the past 8 days. Hundreds have taken part in a demonstration in Indian-controlled Kashmir. Protesters included activists from the Communist Party. The march follows a violent demonstration on Friday where security forces used tear gas.